to find something.
And do we have another one?
Here it is. Hello, how are you? Oh my goodness. It's the Once Upon a Time fan podcast.
Louis.
It's Louis the Leprechaun here. How are you? How are you doing?
Who are you talking to, Louis?
Anyone who'll listen, really.
Apparently,
hello.
That'd be me.
It's so wonderful to see you.
Oh, you too, Louis.
Colleen.
What have you been up to?
Hold on, let me crawl up on the chair. I'm kind of short. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to see you. All
okay.
Right. So here we go. I want to give my list of five reasons it's good to be Sydney Glass.
Oh, fantastic.
There are five. There's probably more than five reasons, but I'm only going to give you five.
Okay.
All right. So number one is you can dress up like Inspector Clouseau the rest of the year except for Halloween. That's the first one.
So being able to dress up as Inspector Clouseau 364 days of the year.
Right.
All right.
Okay, number two. Oh, there's some people that don't like me. There's only four more to go and then I'm gone. number two, Regina has you on speed dial. And that could come in handy every once in a while, I want to tell you.
Oh,
Regina.
Sure. Yes.
Number three, Emma has you on speed dial. See? You know, that could come in handy every once in a while, too. Number four, you can hide an electronic bug in a pot of brightly colored flowers and get away with it. I mean, really.
So, really, though, he didn't get away with it.
He did at first.
Temporarily, but not ultimately.
I understand that.
Okay,
but
so
I mean,
for
first
a temporary
of all,
thing.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you look and say, oh, those brightly colored flowers. Oh, let's just kind of check inside. What's it? You know, Sydney didn't like her all that much, really, to bring flowers.
Yeah, it was his excuse to talk to her, remember?
All right.
So that's that.
All right, then. Okay, number five, and the people are cheering because I'm almost done. Number five, on any given day, you could be publicly humiliated by Regina, blamed for a kidnapping by Regina, or have your leg grabbed by Regina. That's number five.
And
the five reasons it's good to be Sydney Glass.
Great. Great. Those are interesting reasons. Very
interesting. Yes, indeed.
Reasons.
Yes, indeed. I have to be going now.
Okay.
So I'm going to play my music.
Okay. But let's have you. Yeah. Okay. See you later.
All right. I've got to find my magic bean and make a portal to the Irish coast.
Okay.
Goodbye now. Where did I put that bean? Someone help me find it. I got to go.
It's time to go now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh.
Well, all
I'm
right.
I'm just going to like, just, yeah. So what else do we have?
We have a few more emails, so we'll be reading those. All right. This is from Mickey. Hi, Mickey. And the email is, I just wanted to thank you guys for your outstanding work you do with your Once Upon a Time fan podcast.
Yay.
The time and care you put into it makes surviving those long, just go ahead and insert as many longs as you need in here as you feel appropriate, hours between the episodes. It makes it fly by. Well, maybe not fly, but at least they're not dragging along like a pawn shop owner with a limp. True. True fact. Thanks again. Big love at you, Mickey 1912. P.S. Please don't hurt the mayor.
Well, okay.
We won't
hurt the mayor.
No.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's
Melinda,
hilarious.
The 3J's mom, has sent in an email. Hi, Melinda. Thank you so much. I think this is her first. I've seen her in the chat room before.
Oh, very cool. Yes.
OMG. Can I say I am grateful for not jumping off a ledge? No, she wrote him before because that's right. I remember, you know. Can I say I'm grateful for not jumping off a ledge after the Stable Boy episode? My daughter hasn't seen this yet, but she will be happy that I am staying on board. I am so on August's team. He was so awesome tonight. I knew he was playing Mr. Gold, and he did a great job getting him to fall in his trap. Was that a young Catherine talking to Belle in the fairy tale world? What kind of magic is August trying to get from Emma? I wonder what kind of magic she has. I guess it is as powerful because she was created by true love. And I think the girl that was talking to Bay was...
Moraine. And if you actually go back to Desperate Souls, she's the young girl that the really jerky guard who treated Rumple like a pile of trash. I want to beat him up. Sorry. Anyway, she was the girl that he took away at the beginning, and then the parents were basically paralyzed on the floor. So, but yeah, that's who that is.
And Emma does have magic. We can see that from the hat that she made actually worked. Yes. So in a way, there is a little bit of magic in Storybrooke. So,
okay.
All right. Abduction is a serious theme in this show. Everyone is jockeying to try to take something or some things away from another. It makes me love the show more because you never know what the next person is after. Mm-hmm. Have a great week, Melinda.
Yeah.
And that's true. It's
Well, and that's the thing is I think August at this point in time, he's aware that Emma is going to be the one to break the curse. So he wants her to break the curse like now. Mm-hmm. Because when she breaks curse, then Rumple will have his power and he can get his, everybody will have their powers back. So it's not even Rumple. I think he kind of was after Rumple thinking, okay, if I've got the dagger, I can control him and I can make him do whatever I want. Or maybe he was tipping his hand. I don't know.
Yep.
Who knows? I mean, there's so many possibilities with that. So, but yeah, August, I think is himself a desperate soul and is willing to do anything to get his, you know, curse broken so he can stay a real boy, real man, real person.
All right. This is from Tim. It says, hey, Jeff and Colleen, Mr. 42. Yes, a lost number. But before that, the answer to life, the universe, and everything here. So, cool. I wonder if that was Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I don't know. Maybe. I just caught up and have some thoughts on the episode. First, I read somewhere that Once Upon a Time had been renewed for a second season. And in my next email, I will find the link again. Sorry, it isn't in this one. Ooh, that's been discussed, but... And we've heard little things here and there, but it's not official... Unless you got a scoop of all scoops, but I'm pretty sure they would be shouting it from the rooftops in neighborhoods all over the world that Once Upon a Time had been picked up again. But
yeah.
Hey, send me the link. I'll take a look. Second, August is more mean than I thought he was. And I would agree. Yeah. I think there's some things coming. To Emma and Henry, he is all, just believe in the magic and follow me. To Gold, he's like, I command you, Dark One. I mean, seriously, what kind of guy uses a father's relationship with his son against him that is just ends justifying means? And speaking of ends, what exactly was August going to command Mr. Gold to do? That's a good question. See, that's why I love all this, is because I would have never thought about that. We just focus on, aha, he's Pinocchio.
Right.
But we don't think, wait a minute, what was he trying to get out of Gold? And it was just, okay, possibly the legs, but what else?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, was he in any way, shape, or form trying to get more than just his life, so to speak? Is he trying to save his life? But again, he's desperate. He's desperate and willing to do anything. And again, my theory is that the Blue Fairy, when she granted him his wish or whatever, and as he got older, possibly told him about the dagger, because she would know, because she's the ultimate being. So I think she must have told him, and he figured, okay, if I control him, then I can get anything I want or need. And so who knows? I mean, remember, Pinocchio was a little bratty boy in the real book, the real story.
Yep.
And the Disney movie kind of made him kind of goofball too, so... They softened him up a lot, but he wanted a lot of stuff. I mean, look, what he went to Pleasure Island, that he was all about that. So there may be still some of that kind of inherently in him.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So So we have crossed the hour point, and we have a number of emails to go. So hang in there, folks. I know some of you are on the East Coast, and it's tough. Just hang in there. Okay? Well, I can't read faster. I can hardly read at the speed I'm reading. So anyway, Tim continues here. It says, he wonders if August said, make me a cinnamon hot chocolate Rumpelstiltskin, you know. Third, on people knowing who they are, when did Mr. Glass say he knew who he was? Sure, he works for Regina in the Mirror, Daily Mirror, mm-hmm. but I did not see the point where he knew who he was. I will follow you on the Mother Superior may know who she is, but not definite on that. Cool. Mm-hmm. And I have not seen that Sydney knows who he was in Fairy Tale Land.
No.
I've not seen that.
No, I don't think we have seen him.
I think that. Just the love.
It's never been expressed. Right. He loves Regina.
The love for Regina. Okay. And here's another question I have. Okay. Is I wonder how he felt about Graham.
Oh.
I wonder if anything happened that maybe Sydney pulled some type of shenanigans to hurt, bother, or
okay,
maybe to rout out who Graham was.
Let's just put it this way. You know why I think Graham got killed? Mm-hmm. Because Regina found out about him and Emma.
Okay.
How do you think she found out about him and
right,
Emma?
Right.
Sydney. Mm-hmm. He's her eyes and ears everywhere.
So my point is, it kind of goes beyond, well, he's their eyes and ears. He's not only was he the eyes and ears, but he loves Regina.
Oh, yeah. He's totally in love with her.
Where, and I would imagine, I think he has his heart, too.
Mm-hmm. His heart?
Right.
You mean Regina has his heart?
No. I think Regina does not have his heart. Because she doesn't need to control him like that.
Oh, no. She doesn't need to take his heart.
Because he is eternally... Right. He's already in love with Regina.
He handed it over without actually handing it
right,
over. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense.
So it's probably one of those rare people that are close by to Regina. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay. Who was August talking to? Mother Superior, big possibility, but I liked you bringing up the Hatter Jefferson. I don't think we've seen the last of that guy. And if you're asking about the phone, again, I saw a tweet that was confirmed that Jane Espenson did say that he called Henry. So,
oh, interesting.
Another thing, Gold, August W. Booth, obviously a false name. What Emma should have said, this coming from Mr. Gold. Yep. Yep. That's funny.
Hmm.
Anyways, hope this gets read on Friday. Won't be there because he's working with the youth group. So that's excellent.
Very cool.
Excellent. So God bless Jeff and Colleen. Keep up the excellent work. Sincerely, Mr. 42. And thank you so much for the excellent email.
Yeah.
Love it. Oh, yeah, we got some more emails. Good lordy. Okay. It's going to be a long show, people. I may split it up in two. We'll see. So this is a really cool wallpaper that shows Snow and Regina. So... Mm. It's a large file. I may put it up. It's from Ray, and I may put it in a zip file and make a link so you can download it. All right.
Yeah. That'd be really cool.
Okay, and this is... This is a voicemail from... Obie's girl.
Okay.
I'm typing. You know, when you're on radio, the worst thing is it's actually finable to have dead air. And so that's why people keep talking and say, because.
Right. Because when you can't think of the words you need to say next, you have to have something in there. It's a filler. And unfortunately, that's just what it is. So Are we cutting for the first half and then doing the after party?
No, we're going to go through because we're not on Magic 24/7 this week.
Okay.
Okay, for some reason I can't get to that, but I will get to that, Obie's Girl. Sorry about that. There was a file that was with you send it, and it's not recognizing my email address that I keep typing in.
Cool.
Okay, so I hope you're in mood for a little comedy tonight. I hope so.
Okay.
We got a little more.
Oh, no.
Hello, my friends. Good evening, my friends. I am Don't you love my guitar playing?
It's beautiful.
This is Obi Don Juanette. Juanito. I am Don Juanito. That is my name. Stop laughing at my name. It's Don Juanito. I am here to read the I'm a Freebish email. Don Juanito. That is my name. So here we go. The email says, Pimps, Pimps, and probably some limps by I'm a Freebish. It says, hey, I'm back with a brand new track. Okay, school is over, and once he's back, oh, the joy of my life. Can I get any better than this? No. No, it cannot. Anyways, always happy to spread life into people's lives with another email. And it just makes me chuckle when Jeff reads it to you all. But Jeff's not reading. It's Don Juanito is reading. So happy with all the feedback about the emails. And I love you all for sending such love my way and the podcast way. I do it for Jeff and Colleen because they are awesome. And I can tell you, they are awesome. I am Don Juanito reading now. So warning, pimp overload. If you don't like the pimps, turn back now. So let me explain to you what I'm a Freebie she's doing. She watched an episode of the Once Upon a Time, and she is writing her thoughts down as she watches the episode. And I'm going to read her thoughts now. She did not say which episode. So it's kind of a game to figure out which one she was watching.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk through it. And maybe All if right, you read so her email, maybe we'll figure out which one it is.
This is going to be a 3-hour show. You know that, don't you? These people are going to fall asleep in Ustream. And here we go. All right. Warning, pimp overload. If you don't like the pimp, turn back now. I can't turn back now. I'm reading the email. What the heck? They don't waste any time, do they? See, I don't know what that means. I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm reading.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, August is having a leg spasm. Call 911. Oh, so it must be the newest one.
It's the return.
Oh, okay. Got it. How Granny didn't hear that, I don't know. August consults with Cobra Commander. Well, yes. Standing by the wood. Does it ever stop raining there? God, it's as bad as Miami. I'm telling you. Enter the pimp holla. Checks the digs, baby. Okay. You're not only obvious, Henry. Don't worry. Mr. Gold didn't notice your high-pitched squeak. So Henry wants a gift for Mary. Does that mean he buys it or makes a deal? I don't think I've ever seen anyone buy anything there. Now, that's true. That's a funny point, Ima, you bring there. There's no buying there.
No.
How does he pay the rent? He pays the rent from getting rent from everyone else. And that's why he is a pimp with a limp. Okay. Now, that shop is a front, I tell you, for the underground operation. I'm on to you, Mr. P. I think we all are on to him now. Sneaking into Gold Shop, I see August. Apparently, you want a pimp death wish. See Mr. Jones. Who's Mr. Jones? Exactly. Ha ha, you got pimp handed. That's pretty funny, Arma. That's a pretty funny one. Okay, Gold knows what's up. And that's true. He has lanolin and a back office. He knows what's up. At first, I thought it was a university. Didn't look like a hospital till I saw McCreepo. Yes, Dr. Whale. I know who you're talking about. Oh, my God, it's Catherine. Hey, Chica. So glad you're alive and kicking. Catherine describes her adventures in Mr. Gold's cabin. A basement, you say? That's Pimp's underground cabin room. You didn't hear anything because Pimp's a ninja. Ah, Pimp Ninja with a limpa. Okay. Oh, I love you, Cat. Oh, my God. My lady, she has appeared, singing chorus. She really likes Regina. That's meaning. She doesn't waste any time and rips Pimp a new one for two-timing her. Well, you know, that happens in Storybrooke. Well,
that's good.
Oh, Goldie, twisting my lady's words, you sneaky pimp. That's what makes you so good at swindling people. My poor lady, I'll comfort you. I mean, how dare you put that idea in her head? She wouldn't have done this if you didn't trick her. Damn you. Gold, I will destroy your unhappiness. Oh, hey, it's the Mickey phone. I totally had one. I found the hidden Mickey. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, don't worry, my lady. The Regals will protect you with the evil shield. I know. It is powerful, the evil shield. Yes, Mr. P, why did you do it, eh? What the heck, didn't you see the donkey bay? I was only going 2 miles an hour. Ha ha ha, now the driver is taking a poo in his pants. Run, leave your donkey, and run. Enter the dark one. Yes, he's fine, he's good, and we're all good. Move along. Don't mess with Rump, because he'll snail crunch you. If people are so afraid of him, why are they still living in the village? That's true. They have to keep it down, though. No loud music. That awkward moment when you sneak the kiss to your ex-wife, and then you cheat on with the other woman. It was meant to be sweet. Catherine is pretty amazing. Any other woman would have shot your leg. Well, possibly. She's from Miami.
She is.
You know. Oh, my God, it's Granny. I brought food, bitches, because every elderly person brings food to a party. That's true. That's all they do. They make a covered plate, and they go to sad events or happy events in this case. That's true. I love how all these people show up to Mary's party when just yesterday they were accusing her of murder. Lovely. Ah, good point. Henry's eyeballing Pimp. He wishes he could be like him. Well, possibly. Yes. Henry has a gift for his grandma. That's a nice wrapping. I bet Gold wrapped it for him like a craft store boss. I can see why he's Colleen's favorite. He's a closet craft man that likes to knit too. See? I bet he is. And I'll bet the knitting needles, you know, he protects himself with the knitting needles. He's dangerous. He's dangerous with size 14 knitting needles. He's, get away from me. I'm going to.
Size 14.
How big is that? How big is that for the knitting?
Those would be really round.
That's what I'm
thin.
Saying.
No, it'd be thinner and longer and pointier is all probably right. What it would happen.
I'm going to, yes, going to move on. Best freaking card ever. So glad you didn't kill somebody. That's the idea, Hallmark card right there. People, take notes. I wonder what section that would be under.
Yes.
That's true. Probably an end cap. Okay, another awkward moment. David seems to be having a lot of those lately. Emma Swan, Private Eye, knows what's up. Finally, she got her eye on you and your diagonally crafted deals, Mr. P. He's a typewriter wrapped in enigma, wrapped in stubble. Nice one, sentence summary of someone, Emma. Mr. Pimp with a Limp is a false name, too. How could that be? I want to see his driver's license because it's probably on there.
Huh.
Good point. That's why he drives so crazy in that black car. I bet she will talk about the black car. Watch.
Yeah, I bet she will.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Back to the village of the people who just don't move because their neighbor is a murderer. Rump has a maid, and I wonder how many he had before he got Belle. That's a good point.
Interesting. Well, he's still living in the hovel with this maid, so.
I wonder, what is that company that sends the people to work for you?
Are you talking about Merry Maid?
No. There's a company, Temp Tech or something. They send people anyways.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
How much am I going to get paying for reading this email?
You are getting paid nothing.
Oh, wow. That's too bad. It's a cheap show. You don't pay. You. This is awful.
Keep reading.
I could
keep reading, Don Juanito.
I am Don Juanito. I'm reading now. Rump makes his reign purple, like the artist formerly known as Prince. Or is he back to the symbol again? Anyway, Bay wants to use his old-fashioned medicine. All right. I'm afraid you're not laughing at the reading. I think you're laughing at the writing of it.
It's a combination
the more,
of both.
The more magic Rump uses, the more it consumes them. Bay sees it and saw it in Korra and Regina. I tell you people, magic is like a drug in fairyland. That's true. Oh, the maid just saw the secret meeting. She's totally dead. Rump talks like he does in Storybrooke. His voice hasn't changed to the crazy voice yet. I think it's to show he's still somewhat human.
Very good point, Ima.
I think... oh, thank you. I'll take part of that. I think at time it goes, it changes him. His posture, voice, power. The creeping pimp in August's room. Regina uses... And the funny... See, okay, hold on. Regina uses keys while he uses his super spy criminal equipment. Yeah, see... He uses the old school breaking in stuff. The two things.
Picking a lock?
Like in Oblivion.
Picking a lock?
Right, yes. He could have used the keys.
He didn't have the keys.
And he could have. Everybody has a keys but him.
Right.
They're in the drawer underneath the printer. It's easy. I could show him. He could just take me in the car. I will point at the window. It's right there. Sydney Glass knows where it is. Emma knows where it is.
Hey. All keep right. reading.
Try to. What's wrong with your voice?
Keep reading.
Oh, the dagger. How does August know about that? Emma's on to you, Sydney. Are anyone still in the chat room? Hang in there, people. Hey, don't call my lady drunk, crazy, and sick. She's freaking amazing. Emma knows Sydney digs Regina. Hey, Emma, have you met the Regals yet? August takes off on his bike. But wait, someone's on his tail. Who could it possibly be? They see me rolling, they hating. It's the pimp the pimp mobile holler. Let me try that again.
Please, could you?
Let me
share something with you here in English. It's mobile. Pimp mobile.
Okay, I'm trying.
Batmobile. Can
you please let me read? I'm trying to read.
I wish you would. Go.
I'm getting a cold now. They see me rolling, they hating. It's the pimp in the pimp mobile holler. I totally pictured that car as a lowrider with hydraulics and big chrome rims. Well, there's going to be a season two, I'll bet. So just
I
keep
actually
looking.
Expected a gold Cadillac, but that's just me.
Yeah. All right. It's stick fight, join in bay. WTF? Hey, that was mean. All by myself. Don't want to be. All by myself.
Oh, no, 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 no. Let's just leave the singing to the actual artists who get paid to do that.
I know at least one person doesn't like singing.
Okay, who sings that song again?
I'm not going to answer that question. I know what you're going to say.
Okay, then let's keep reading.
Oh, hey, Bay's got a lady friend, wink, wink. She's not afraid. She's not scared of Rump. Really? Then why did you just run? So there is a being called I don't know what. I can't spell the name, and I'm not going to try.
It's
Let's just
Gorm.
Call it magical being.
Yeah.
WTF, Rump, you killed the mute, and the key word here, mute. His voice changes here. When it, oh, my Lord. We're going to be here a while, people. Please drink some coffee. His voice changes here when he says, even mutes can draw a picture. I remember that scene. That was
yes.
wonderful.
He went into the crazy Rump voice.
Yes. August is talking to Mother Superior Fairy, a.k.a. the commander of flying nuns. Well, yes. But she doesn't wear the thing that... Yes. I think Mother S knows what's up. I think she might have her memory. No, he's not here for the rent. Not today. It's Tuesday or whatever day. Hey, he's just bullied a nun. That's low, pimp. See? So August Daddy is in Storybrooke. Interesting. Bay is calling for that name I can't spell. And holy stars in heaven is Keegalicious, baby, holla. It's Keegalicious, baby, holla. I fixed it. We love Keegalicious.
We do. She's a beautiful young lady.
You need to just keep being blue, fairy. Okay. Fairies still look like jellyfishes to me. Well, a place without magic. She knows about a horrid place called Our World. She knows about Lindsay Lohan, Kim Kardashian, and the Real Housewives. That being why it is a crystal. That must be an explosive being. She went to Jared. Oh, I see. I see what you're doing there, and that's funny. Okay. I get you now. This is still Don Juanito reading.
Are you sure?
Please don't interrupt me. I'm trying to focus.
Keep reading.
Another awkward David moment. Poor guy, he can't catch a break. I might be on David's side. Is there a Regina side to any of this conversation they are having? Because I'm on that side for sure. Now that we're on that subject, where is my queen? Well, she's not too far. Random Regina, though her theme song is Alice Cooper's Poison. Rump has a travel-sized spinning wheel, so when he visits Colleen, they can knit together. Granny comes too. Oh, that would be nice.
That would be fantastic.
Rump is too consumed with power. What's so sad is his power is more important than Bay. That is very sad.
Yes.
But maybe he can go on Oprah and get fixed up or something. Pimp is collecting rent again. Here for the rent? Why does everyone keep saying that? Because that's what you're here for, Mr. P. It's hard out there for a pimp when he's trying to get money for the rent. It's surprising that Gold actually talks to Archie. Pimp's got problems too. Yo. I put in the yo because I know. What? Pimp thinks August is Pimp Jr. I doubt your kid wants you dead. I mean, look at Catherine. She didn't shoot David in the leg. I know. She was probably drugged up with something. What's August doing poking around Pimp headquarters? Oh, you got caught. Papa, how what? No, that's not Bay. Bay, why did you need to go so far to throw the bean? Thinks about Jack and the Beanstalk. Never mind. Carry on. Tornado, you say? Oh, my God. Oz. Wow. You let your kid go. I'm saddened by your actions, Lord Pimp-a-Lot. Oh, that's funny. It almost makes me want to break out in my voice.
No, please don't.
I won't. I'm going to continue reading now. It's too late now, Rump. I think it's time where he becomes completely consumed with power. Back to August and Gold. Pimp tears. He forgave him too easily. Pimp let his guard down too easily. The knife of darkness. Lies, lies. That's effed up. How the heck did he know that Bay called him Papa? Because doesn't he know that magic doesn't work? Oh, my God. I'm so lost in emotions right now. Pimp oceans. Oh, boy.
Pimp oceans?
Yes. Like emotions, but pimp oceans. Did you catch the train over to where we are now?
I did. Okay. I've been there.
All right. Imposter. I'm still shocked. There's no magic in our war, but really, is there? Don't F with the pimp, yo. So maybe it's August that croaks. Such an intense scene. So now we know why Rumps hates the blue fairy and Gold hates flying nuns. I can't wait till she gets to the last scene. I wonder what she's going to say about that. In a way, Rump and Regina are similar. They both lost something and are blaming the people that caused it. Rump, the blue fairy, Regina, Snow. In the beginning episodes, Rump is after the blue fairy's magic. A curse? Would the blue fairy curse the curse then? Rump used My Lady to cast a curse because he wanted Bay back. I bet you Bay is chilling somewhere drinking margaritas. Oh, probably.
Ooh, on margaritas. The beach somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Maybe margaritas made out of the water in the well there. August well. It's all coming together now. Can't wait for Regina to find out about all these. She's going to rage on Pimp. And then she'll turn around the sign, the open to close. She always does that when she's going to really... You know what I'm saying? Are you here with me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are you making fun of my voice?
No, not at all. Why are you... Not at all. Please. Not at all.
Please. I don't have to stay here for this abuse. I could go anywhere for that.
You have to stay here for it. So right. Keep a reading.
This for free. Don't get paid for this. Oh, my God. Regina's back. she's back to steal away the show. Mine goes blank with the sexiness. Well, she is very attractive. I can see that. Really, Sydney, my lady is so obvious. He looks like he's going to pee himself. Well, he probably, yes. Regina should have found someone more useful. Emma's like bullshiz. Well, something like that. How demanding.
Bull butter? Would that work better?
Yeah. How demanding, Miss Swan. What's with Emma in hallways, always dragging Regina there? Regina, Emma, another round of awesome. Hey, Emma, don't treat my girl like that. You want the firestorms of the Regals to rage on you? I wouldn't want that either, but the Regals are nice. I know some of the Regals, and they're very nice.
Yes.
Nice people. All right. Props to Regina for keeping the same facial expression through the whole conversation while Emma was making threats. Props to both Lana and J-Mo for the awesome scene. They work so well together. And that concludes another edition of the I'm a Freebish Thoughts. Much big love to you all, including the awesome behind the podcast, Jeff and Colleen. Looking forward to next week's evil hugs. Also, very special evil hugs. Kisses to the deputies. P.S. Sorry, it was so long. Well, it was a little bit long, but, you know, it's worth getting there. It's the journey. It is the journey. So thank you so much. Yes. So I must take my leave. I'm going to go now. I'm going to take my guitar, and I'm going to go.
Yes. Adios.
Adios to you. And big love to everyone. Now, which door do I leave through?
That one.
Okay, I'm going to go. Goodbye. Adios. Arrivederci. I mean, adios.
Adios.
Woo! Hoo-wee! All right. I think that's 8:40. I'm going to read one more email, and I think I'm going to post the rest. We just got a whole bunch.
And we did.
Some people might say, well, Jeff, is your silly stuff? No, there's a lot of emails. It's a whole bunches of them.
Yeah, we did get a bunch of stuff. But yeah, let's go.
All righty. This is from Natasha. I'm going to read this here. Hi, Jeff and Colleen. It's Nat. It's been a while since I last emailed you, but here I am. I do have some thoughts about the return, and then I will be discussing something related to 7:15 a.m. The question is about August. What is he sick with that makes him need magic? What does it have to do with Emma breaking the curse if he's Pinocchio? As time goes by and the curse isn't broken soon, will this cause him to turn back into a wooden boy? Is there a time limit on him as human versus whatever? He could be in fairy tale land with the curse. He could be in fairy tale land what the curse brought him over as. Is that why he wanted to accelerate the plan? I want to discuss some points that I found interesting in episode 7:15 a.m. I know this is a while back, so bear with me. Something Borrowed is the last movie that Jennifer Goodwin was in before. She started on Once Upon a Time. Lots of us have seen this movie. I love the movie. It lives in my DVD player. And I know you've seen it too, Colleen.
Yes, I have.
I also read the book to the movie, which was so much better. Books are usually better. Jennifer Goodwin plays a lead character named Rachel White, whose best friend is Darcy Rhone since childhood, played by Kate Hudson, who eventually falls in love and gets engaged with Rachel's law school friend named Dex Thaler. One night on Rachel's 30th birthday, Dex and Rachel end up sleeping together. A simple description of the movie. In the book in chapter 2, there's something that you would have never figured out, but I quote, he rolls over and looks at me. Oh, what time is it? My clock radio tells us it's 7:15. In the movie, while at dinner, Rachel leaves Darcy and Dex and goes home. But what is really happening is that she is crying because she is really in love with him. But she lets Darcy have him instead, just like Snow White told James to go and marry Abigail, letting him go because she loved him too much. A similar scene took place in Something Borrowed and 7:15 when Rachel and Dex were out at the 4th of July for a walk. Mm-hmm. Dex reached out for Rachel's hand, but she pulled away. This is similar because Mary let the dove go David also reached for Mary's hand and she let go. There was also Rachel White, Snow White, and Mary Margaret Blanchard. Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. And that is true. Mm-hmm. I would have never put all this together, but cool. There are fun similarities I saw between 7:15 and Something Borrowed. And I would like to email with this. Most importantly, I can't tell you how much I adore Jeff and Colleen. I'm blushing now. Thank you. Since I started listening, sending emails and voicemails, you both have become the mom and pop of the Once Upon a Time podcast family. You both work so hard on this podcast for all of us to enjoy. I'm happy to refer to you both as my Oncer parents. I hope that all those big dreams you have come true because you both deserve it. Thank you for letting me be a part of your OUAT family, because without you, both this community of Oncers wouldn't be a family that we are. You have created something magical, something that I never thought would be this big. This podcast, your brainchild, it grew so big and is getting so much support and love, not just from the fans, but the cast as well. That is truly amazing. You should be proud of yourself, because I'm truly proud of how far you've taken this. Just remember how amazing you both are. So hold on, 3 more episodes to go. Ciao, Nat. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And the question you had about the magic is, I think you kind of brought mm-hmm. it up that he was fine before Storybrooke.
Right. Well, okay. So here's the way, I'll see if I can explain it again the way I did the other night. So in fairy tale world, we're assuming he's Pinocchio, because again, that's what everything points to. So presuming that he is Pinocchio, and the fact that he's sick is that he, in fairy tale world, he started as a wooden boy. That's why he's turning back into wood. That's what's making him sick. So because he started in fairy tale world as a wooden boy and the magic in fairy tale world turned him into a real boy, he's now in this world. He's under the curse. If he came through before, he's not under the curse. But now that he's back in Storybrooke, he's probably impacted by the curse because he's curse adjacent now. And because there is no magic in Storybrooke, he's reverting back to his original form. That's the way that's working. So that's why he needs the magic. That's why he needs Emma or somebody, anybody, to break the curse. Because if he breaks the curse, he goes back to fairy tale world and he'll stay a real boy. Because a blue fairy turned him into a real boy.
Yep.
Did that make sense? Hopefully.
Yep.
And the sad thing is that now that he's in Storybrooke, even though I think he still has the ability to leave. I think if he leaves now, it will actually accelerate his dying, so to speak. So that's why he's sticking around. I don't think he's going to leave until the curse is broken.
Hmm. I agree. So thanks, Nat.
Yes.
So much. I don't want to talk too much, but it is cool to see where this podcast mm-hmm. has gone.
Yep.
And I think it's due to a lot of things, and I really appreciate your support and cheerleading specifically, because it puts wind in my sails on many days when there is no wind in my sail.
Yeah.
And they're it's tough. See, being a listener to a podcast is different than being someone who's putting it together mm-hmm. for thousands of people.
Right.
It's a totally different thing. And, you know, people may think, well, you know, Jeff this, Jeff that, and, you know, asking for reviews or emails or whatever. But it's like, it's tough. It's putting together a podcast is hard, and having everybody making decisions to kind of keep it moving forward and keeping everybody happy. It's tough. It's hard. So
it is. Look, we love our listeners. We love our community. We love that. And we love the show. I mean, let's just face it. We love the show. So us doing this is purely out of love. It's a labor of love for us. It really is. But I wouldn't trade it for anything. And We do our level best to make sure everybody's happy, make sure everybody's healthy, make sure everybody's well, make sure everybody's, you know, comfortable, welcomed. We're not perfect, but we try. And so that's the great thing that I love about our community is that our listeners do actually kind of pick up the slack where we leave off. We have good cheerleaders that, you know, kind of come alongside us and say, hey, great job, you know, and it does, it boosts our egos and it helps us move forward. So just wanted you guys to know that it does mean a lot to us when you communicate with us, you talk to us, you send us stuff. We can't always answer everything, you know, right away, or sometimes we don't get a chance to even answer at all, but we do always love and appreciate everything that you guys do for us. So,
yep. And I did not. Anyway, so thank you so much. And I forgot to add. Anyway, so we got to stop. We're almost at 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that's not fair to keep going. There's some people that just, it's too much. So going to play the end music. And I want to send big love out to everyone who joined us tonight.
Yep.
There's so many people that are going through some tough times. And we send some good thoughts and prayers out to all of you.
Yep.
And we will be talking again to you soon. So take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye, guys.